Well, my dad helped build the railroad that went from Durango to Dolores. Mm.
Okay. So was Durango used to be two towns?
Durango was Durango and Animas City. Mm-hmm. Animas City was the north end, mm-hmm. and Durango was the south part. Mm-hmm. And they finally united.
But Animas City was the earlier.
Right.
The it Durango was built by the railroad, right?
Right.
Okay. And if you were, say, downtown and you were having to cross the street, and instead of crossing this way or this way, you crossed like this.
Diagonally?
Yeah. Is there a word that people would use maybe for something that is kind of not, is kind
a
of
off? Jaywalker.
Awesome? Okay. But it maybe even in planting your crops, a crop that's not plumb straight or is kind of out of line.
Lopsided.
Okay. Did they ever use the word catty-cornered?
Oh, well, yes.
What is that?
It's when you take a shortcut from one place to the other corner.
Okay. Is that what they would call it?
I think that's what they would call it, like from the northeast to the southwest.
Okay.
I think that's catty corner.
Okay. And if you had a small explosion, or maybe when those twisters came by and they kind of threw things, what would you say? It threw things.
Scattered.
Scattered it. Would you ever say that things kind of went every way or going every way?
Yes, you could say that.
Okay. Did they ever use the word anti-godlin?
Well, I've used it, but I haven't used it very often because it's such a ridiculous word.
It is. It's not one you hear much anymore.
That's right.
And when people are saying goodbye to each other around here, what do they say?
Just goodbye and good luck.
Okay. Ever say so long or see you later?
Some. It depends upon who you're talking to.
That's basically it. The only other thing I wanted to ask you that I thought was important was that I wondered about why y'all had to move down to the trailer.
We lost our ranch.
Could you just tell me a little bit about
that?
Yes,
I can tell you a lot about it. We we had borrowed money from the Farmers Home Administration. We had borrowed money from the Montrose Production. And we had borrowed money from the Federal Land Bank many years ago. And the Montrose Production Credit, we had sold our sheep and the sheep permit to a fellow at Montrose. They took the sheep over there, and then they wintered them. This fellow got to sell his hay. Then the Montrose Production Credit went back on their deal. And that's what really put the quietus on us, isn't it, Victor? And then we had to take back our sheep, and we had to take back our sheep permit, and we owed still owed the Montrose Production. They charged us interest on interest, compounded interest. They just needled us to death, and we couldn't meet the payments. And this one fellow said, I will never foreclose on those people. So he lost his job, so got somebody else to do it. And we had been fair about everything. They knew everything. They knew all that was going on. But that is what really broke our backs. And so we had no alternative. We had to forfeit. And we sold our sheep right at the time that the sheep were the cheapest. They took them to, was it Greeley? To send them to Greeley, and the market was poor. They sold our cattle to some cattle people in Utah that were big cattle people.